Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Rice is one of our state's earliest domesticated crops. It fell by the wayside when heavy equipment was introduced to agriculture because it would get bogged down in the swampy land where the rice was farmed, not to mention the end of slavery and cheap labor. It's been making a comeback the last several years, though, thanks in part to our next guest. Rollin Chalmers is owner of Rollin's Raw Grains, and he joins us by phone from Hardeeville, South Carolina. Rollin, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mike.
So tell us more about how you got into all of this rice production.
Okay, I got into it years ago. I was originally doing a lot of different things like planting and doing recreational farming. End up meeting Glenn Roberts with Anson Mill here in Columbia, South Carolina, through another good friend of mine, Dr. Richard Schultz Jr. Dr. Richard Schultz Jr. is actually the son of Dr. Richard Schultz Sr., who actually brought Carolina Gold rice back in around 1982 when he had owned Turnbridge Plantation. And when he did that, he turned it all over to Clemson. And Clemson, with Merle Shepherd and all those guys, started building a seed bank up with the seed that was extracted from Turnbridge. And then I met Glenn, and Glenn wanted to do some more research at Turnbridge with Carolina Gold rice. And that's when I actually got involved with the planting of Carolina Gold rice. And we did numerous research with different rice, and not only Carolina Gold, but Charleston Gold and Long Gold and some black rice too. And also I've done some research with the University of Georgia over in Savannah at Wormsole Plantation. And I ended up putting in one of my small research fields there.
All right, and so tell us what Rollin's Raw Grains is all about now.
Rollin's Raw Grain is now where me and my wife, Frances, we have a retail store here in Hardeeville. We just wanted to get more people to know about Carolina Gold rice, history of it, and some of the history with me with growing rice and my ancestors who grew rice back in the 17th, 18th century when there was slavery involved. And we not only carried Carolina Gold, we carried Charleston Gold, Sea Island Red Peas, and some of your Guinea Flint corn grits, yellow corn grits, and flour.
Walk us through then what's involved in growing this rice and harvesting this rice.
The unique thing about me farming this rice, I'm farming this rice on the field that actually got the whole thing started back. I farm rice at Turnbridge Plantation, which is located in Hardeeville, South Carolina. We harvest with machinery. It would be in equipment, say, John Deere, a Massey Ferguson, a IH, or what have you, different combines, or different styles of combine to go in these fields and get the rice out of it. A $250,000 machine, a $400,000 piece of equipment combine go out there, and it still will get stuck. Rice growing is something that you just absolutely, I would say, you would be addicted to, or you would just enjoy doing this kind of farming because it's always muddy. You're in mud most of the time. You wear mosquitoes. You wear the sand gnats. Everything is going on in these rice fields. My rice field is not like in Arkansas or Texas or somewhere. These fields are just, they're like original fields that was in these low country back in the 17th century, 17th, early 18th century. You got everything there. You got your snakes. You got the alligators. Everything is here. It's nothing changed. You got the deer flies. It's all there. It's like the primitive fields.
And so what is different? What is special about this heirloom rice from the Carolinas?
This rice has a whole different taste. The texture of it is very aromatic. And once you taste it, or you just get the aroma off of this rice, you'll never forget it. You'll say, that's Carolina Gold and that's Charleston Gold that someone is cooking in that kitchen. It's just a whole different deal from any other rice that you've ate.
Well, Rollin, it certainly sounds like a labor of love. Thank you. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much, Mike, and I appreciate it.
Roland Chalmers is owner of Roland's Raw Grains. He joined us by phone from Hardeeville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear this show again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.